10.1. The Mahatma says that the standards I have applied to test Hindus and Hinduism are too severe, and that judged by those standards, every known living faith will probably fail. The complaint that my standards are high may be true, but the question is not whether they are high or whether they are low. The question is whether they are the right standards to apply. A people and their religion must be judged by social standards based on social ethics. No other standard would have any meaning if religion is held to be a necessary good for the well-being of the people. 10.2. Now, I maintain that the standards I have applied to test Hindus and Hinduism are the most appropriate standards, and that I know of none that are better. The conclusion that every known religion would fail if tested by my standards may be true. But this fact should not give the Mahatma as champion of Hindus and Hinduism a ground for comfort any more than the existence of one madman should give comfort to another madman, or the existence of one criminal should give comfort to another criminal. 10.3. I would like to assure the Mahatma that it is not the mere failure of the Hindus and Hinduism which has produced in me the feelings of disgust and contempt with which I am charged. I realize that the world is a very imperfect world, and anyone who wants to live in it must bear with its imperfections. 10.4. But while I am prepared to bear with the imperfections and shortcomings of the society in which I may be destined to labor, I feel I should not consent to live in a society which cherishes wrong ideals, or a society which, having right ideals, will not consent to bring its social life into conformity with those ideals. If I am disgusted with Hindus and Hinduism, it is because I am convinced that they cherish wrong ideals and live a wrong social life. My quarrel with Hindus and Hinduism is not over the imperfections of their social conduct. It is much more fundamental. It is over their ideals.